piece on the agenda. I assume you know what he was going to talk about. Do you want to talk briefly and then we'll move on since he didn't show up?
So, I think as all of you know, we are the biggest advocates for working with other groups, working with the schools. Whenever we heard about the online petition, we reached out to the high school coaches. The mayor had a conversation with Mr. Hart. Just to make sure that we were all on the same page, we actually met with the airport authorities, the high school coaches. The athletic director, and so we all did a walkthrough of Freeman, and we identified one basket that could be a potential problem area. So we moved that basket. We also trimmed some bushes and removed some, foliage for any potential, visibility issues we might have. So we did that all together. Everyone was in an agreement that we think that both entities could safely exist in that area. We also are going to have signage whenever there is a cross-country meet, for the week, but it will be closed. But otherwise, I think both parties were confident that everyone could be out there and be able to use the space. The meeting went well. Everyone was in agreement, so we fixed it. So I think the problem has been resolved. On our end, we just want to make sure that that anytime that the schools have any kind of issues, that they just reach out to us and let us know of any potential concerns they might have.
Were you done?
Yeah.
I couldn't tell you. Okay, sorry. From the email you had sent us a few weeks ago, and I know I was looking at the agenda earlier today, I saw that there's supposed to be a memorandum of understanding. Has that been written yet?
No, there hasn't, but basically there hasn't been any kind of paper trail. If any kind of, when the coursework created a long time ago, basically just to say, cross country is going to use it from these months to these months, for practice or meets or boats, and then also it would be to show the elementary age kids also use the course. So just to, all of the user groups, because it's more common than not to have a reminder of everything. So we'll be working on that hopefully before cross country season starts.
My other question, was I was looking at Tracy put a scan of this thing from the airport. It doesn't look like. It looks to me like the only representatives did not include an noticed of this, and did that calm them down?
I didn't know it was just good news. I haven't heard anything, which we have been hearing from them regularly. I think that we did a press release with this information on it, just because it wasn't, I would say, specifically one person. It was, I guess, parents in general. We just wanted to make sure that they understood that we are working together with the school corporation, that we're not working in parallel. We're working together. We want to make sure that our kids continue to stay active and have safe, crazy recreation. So, no, I haven't heard anything. So I assume that this is good news. And if the parents would reach back out, we have, I'm more than happy to explain, how the meeting went, or even a tour of the course. I think it went well. Another thing that we talked about is this is very common for cross-country and disc golf, because everyone likes to play under trees, like everyone likes to be under trees. So it seems like a good fit. And another thing that I was talking about with the cross-country zones, and any time you can activate a space, the safer it will make that space. So it's like the more people you have out there, the less likely you are to have unwanted behavior. So we feel good about it. The school felt good about it. If anyone else reaches out to us, if you hear anything in the community, just have them reach out to us.